You're listening to SBS News.
The result in this election was only ever going to go one way. Nearly 1,500 largely pro-China members voted in a 2.5-hour secret ballot to determine Hong Kong's chief executive. There was only one candidate, John Lee, a former Hong Kong Secretary for Security, endorsed by the Chinese government in Beijing. Mr. Lee received 1,416 votes of support and only 8 not support votes. But whilst there was little dissent inside the Hong Kong Convention Centre, Mr. Lee even received flowers after winning the vote, there was more outside. Dixon Chow is the vice chairperson of the League of Social Democrats, a local activist group. They protested outside, handing out flyers and holding banners before police arrived and cordoned them off. Mr. Chow is decrying the fact that ordinary Hong Kongers didn't get a vote and says that may very well be particularly bad news going forward.
And now none of us here is able to vote for the chief executive, but he's able to decide the destiny of Hong Kong. Will our fundamental rights keep deteriorating like the past few years?
The election process follows major changes to Hong Kong's electoral laws last year. Now, only so-called patriots, in other words, those loyal to the Chinese government in Beijing, can seek office. The legislature was also reorganised to more or less eliminate opposition voices. It's part of a broader push by the Chinese government under the leadership of Xi Jinping to crack down on freedoms in traditionally more liberal Hong Kong, which many decry as a violation of the so-called One Country, Two Systems policy. In his acceptance speech, though, 64-year-old Mr. Lee, nominated for the job last month, expressed quite the opposite.
Hong Kong 回歸祖國 25周年.
This year marks the 25th anniversary of Hong Kong's return to the motherland. We must continue to ensure the comprehensive and accurate implementation of the One Country, Two Systems principle, under which the Hong Kong people administer Hong Kong with a high degree of autonomy. Having restored order from chaos, it is high time Hong Kong starts a new chapter of development in the next 5 years. We are at a time of great opportunities as well as challenges.
Mr. Lee has forcefully implemented China's recent harsher approach in the former British colony under a national security law. He's fallen back on familiar themes in describing what he'll do.
I will safeguard the constitutional status entrenched by the Constitution and the Basic Law, buttress the core value of the rule of law, adhere to the bottom line thinking, protect Hong Kong from internal and external risks and destructions in order to ensure social stability in Hong Kong and safeguard national sovereignty, security and development interests.
Chinese state-controlled media in Beijing is hailing Mr. Lee's election, although a radio broadcast did admit revitalising the economy and improving people's livelihoods will be an exhausting task. They claim Hong Kong is on a journey from order to prosperity. Mr. Lee has outlined his broad approach.
I propose a result-oriented approach to establish a government with more responsibility, stronger teamwork and greater commitment to solving problems via bold thinking.
On the streets of Hong Kong, the best one can still tell, the reaction to Mr. Lee's election has been mixed. Luke Wong is a 27-year-old local resident. He says there's little that Hong Kongers who aren't happy can do, except get out if they can.
I have no anticipation for the next government. I believe the incoming government will implement policies with greater thoroughness. We can only accommodate them. We have limited ability to leave Hong Kong and can only live with them. If you choose to stay, there's no way out. If you have the option to leave Hong Kong, then you should go.
Mr. Lee will take over as chief executive from Carrie Lam on the 1st of July, the 25th anniversary of Britain handing control of Hong Kong back to China. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.